Chapter 37. Evie. Christmas Day.
It was the best Christmas Day ever. Wasn't I found reindeer poo in our backyard, and Santa ate most of the snacks we left, although he didn't drink all the beer, and Pa said Santa doesn't drink and drive. Nana and T, Mummy's mum, gave us something to eat, and we each opened a present. There were some that Mummy bought because they were under the tree all week, but I could see something big behind the Christmas tree. When we'd opened just about everything, Woz was allowed to get that one, and Pa had to help him. It was a motorbike, just like he'd asked Santa for. They even let him start it up, right in the lounge room. But I couldn't see a present for me from Santa. I felt like crying, but only for a moment, because Jamie suddenly wriggled in his chair and said something was digging into him and could I help him? I pushed my hand down behind him and found something small. A little box wrapped in gold paper. I gave it to Jamie and he said it was for him from Santa. He seemed really confused. And I was disappointed because I thought only kids got Santa presents. But then he got excited because Santa had written him a note. I didn't want to spoil it for him, so I sat beside Mummy as he unwrapped it. And that's when the magic happened. Jamie slid off his chair and kneeled in front of Mummy and me. Mummy cried a little bit. I still don't know why adults do that if they're happy, but I just held my breath. Then Jamie said he loves Mummy and me, and he asked us to marry him. Mummy said yes straight away. Jamie put the sparkling ring from the box on her finger, and everyone cheered. Except me. I told him I still had one question. Jamie sat beside Mummy, and Woz hopped on the sofa too. Everybody was quiet, so I didn't have to say it very loudly. Can I call you Daddy now? Jamie, I mean, Daddy, said yes. And that's how I know that Santa is real.